Ladies and gentlemen, nope, what was it?
Uh-oh. It's camera action.
Let's camera action. It's month of movies, April 2016, motherfuckers.
Yeah, the month of movies for April.
Yeah, I'm Scott.
And I'm Jason.
And when we do this,
we watch movies.
We watch it. We watch the movies. I have a list I compiled of some of the scariest movies of all time.
Yeah, and I'm watching movies I own.
Yeah.
Mostly box sets that I bought, and a lot of them are horror. Those crappy ones, you get like 20 movies for $5.
Yeah, I hear you're crappy on this.
And I'm getting sick of watching these crappy movies. I think I almost fell asleep during one of them.
And it was 4 in the afternoon. I don't know.
No.
Well,
it's like
I,
one at night.
I watched quite a few movies.
I watched a decent amount. I think more than last month, but maybe not. I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, and then also the other movies you watched during the month as well.
Right.
There's
5 weeks in April, so I watched 5 out of my box sets.
I don't know how many I'd have to actually look at my list.
So 5 were on my list, and 4 were not. So I watched 9 movies.
I watched 12, but I went five of them. 4 of them are on my list. 4 of them.
Okay, so like the movies I watch, these crappy horror movies, I forget them because they're so boring.
Yeah.
So I write notes. I was re-looking over my notes. One of them, I don't know what I meant when I was writing my notes, so I don't remember the movie very much. So this will be fun.
Good. All right. The first movie I watched this month was The Beyond. Last month I watched The City of the Dead, which is this movie is
quote unquote the third.
Yeah, well, it's quote unquote the second of the the guy's name trilogy. He's an Italian director doing horror movies, but this one it's a trilogy in the sense of this sort of theme. Which this one I could really tell what that theme was.
It was horror.
Yes. It's actually okay. So the movie, it was actually pretty cool. It started with a man painting this like really grisly scene on a like sort of like on a it looked kind of like on a beach, but it was like a wasteland, and then there's like bodies everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And these people run in, they're like, "Oh, he's a warlock," and they fucking like they just fucking beat the shit out of him and pull him out. And I accidentally closed my notes. They just like kill him, and like fucking block him up in the basement or whatever. And you're like, and then it's present day. Like, what the fuck is happening? but then the main characters they start Jesus Christ, this was like such a long time ago. They realize that there is
It was like a month ago.
They realize that there are 7 gates of hell located throughout the world, and the hotel, or not the hotel, the building, it was a hotel, sorry, that the guy died, opened up one of the gates, I guess, so one of the gates is there. So then back to the previous movie, the other movie, The City of the Living Dead, with the priest hung himself in the tree, that opened another gate of hell. So it's like, it's kind of like that whole idea. But this one was a little different because then there's this girl who she ended up, she was like had these white eyes and like she sort of went blind, but then she was wandering around. Dude, I fucking feel so bad. I wrote down notes for once, but it's a really creepy. It's okay. It's a really creepy movie. Fuck. I know Tony's making fun of me right now, and he's probably just like, "Oh shit, he didn't mention me again."
Should have a drinking game every time you mention Tony.
Yeah,
he needs a drink.
He was telling me about the last episode because we brought him up so much. Or then the last episode, the February episode.
Well, he's the one who's hooking us up with the movie.
I know.
So it's kind of hard not to mention him.
It's the movie was really hard to figure out actually at some point because I'm like, I watched it and it ended and I went, did I bump the controller and just, like, skip something?
So when that's how I felt the one time that I rewound it. And I'm like, nope, I didn't miss anything.
Yeah. Actually, the previous movie, the House, A City of the Living Dead, like, that same... It's the same director, so, like, at the end, you're like, wait, did I miss something? So I watched it, and, like, okay. So then I went on IMDb, and I looked through the message boards, and people were like, yep, this is the ending. I'm like, okay. So then when I talked to Tony, I'm like, so is this what the ending is? Like, yep, it just kind of... This is what happens. I'm like, that's kind of cool and creepy at the same time, but I don't... Obviously, if I explained to you what it was, it wouldn't be as creepy because you didn't have right. the whole, like, hour and a half to figure it out. But I actually really dug this movie, and I forgot to mention one thing about the previous movie, which also relays really well in this one, is the fucking music they use is so right. goddamn good. Because
you were watching it down here when I was getting ready for work.
Yeah, the music is so cool.
Yeah.
Like, it just it has that really awesome, like, ambiance, and, like, it kind of reminds me of Silent Hill sometimes, and it's just... It's reminds spooky. Me of
spooky, spooky movies when you're a kid.
Spooky
music is just entrancing.
Yeah, but this movie I dug it a lot. I unfortunately can't remember a lot of it. It was I probably watched this on the first day of April. It feels so long ago.
So this one was on your list?
Yes, this is on my list, and I gave it an 8 out of 10.
And the name was
The Beyond.
The Beyond.
It's from 1981, so don't get confused, like the 1997 Pierce Brosnan movie or something similar. There's a movie that came out. Like in the 90s, that it's not pretty sure it was Brosnan, but whatever.
Okay, so this month I continued my horror-licious movies.
Horror-licious.
And the funny thing is, as I'm watching these, I realize how if someone walked in at the wrong moment, they would think you're watching porn a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Like most of these movies. So I guess that's why it's called horror-licious.
Because you're thinking it's like. Because
it's like.
Delicious?
Yeah, because look at this girl.
Sex-alicious?
She's like, she's loving this dagger.
That looks like a vampire dagger on the cover.
It's a vampire, but it's a dagger. She's not a cross. She's a vampire.
Oh, she's a vampire, and she's holding a dagger.
Or she's licking it or something.
She looks like she's... Yeah, it looks like a bad Photoshop.
Yeah. But anyway, the first movie I watched, which is... What?
Is it not in order in the back?
No, it's not.
These are...
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Quality.
Sorry. This is the middle of the second disc, because I watched... 5 movies in this box set. So that's the second half of the 9 movies.
Nice.
So the first movie I watched was called Horror... Oh, there's an S? Horrors.
Horrors.
Of Spider Island.
Ah, why does that sound familiar?
So, I thought there was only one horror. It makes sense that there's multiple horrors because there's multiple spiders.
Yeah, because you're on an island too, you don't know if you're going to get off. Right? Yeah.
So, Spoilers.
Spoiler?
No, I wasn't. I meant, so the movie...
Spider?
It's like this guy, and he's, like, it starts with him at his agency. I think he's, like, I don't know, some kind of director or photographer or something like that. So he's auditioning these women to be models.
Nice.
And then he gets a bunch of them together, and they're going to fly and to a location and get pictures and stuff like that or whatever. But their plane crashes on this island. Seems very generic, but they get on the island, they're going around, they're like, oh, we might as well, you know, take pictures and stuff while you're at it. But as the name says, it's Spider Island, so there's giant spiders on this island that are killing people, which is kind of funny because you don't see the spiders.
Oh. These are just like tentacles from the camera or something?
Yeah.
Not so tentacles.
Jesus. It's like, yeah, from the side you see shadows. There's people getting caught in giant webs and stuff like that. I guess you do see the spiders, but it's not like what you think you would do see when you watch this movie. So that's basically the movie, is these girls running around. The spiders are trapping people in webs. And I feel like I missed something, but one of the guys that got attacked... became like a Spider-Man, but not Spider-Man. He had like a spider head and like arms and stuff, but he was humanoid.
So he was like a hybrid.
Yeah. So he was going around killing people too. And I'm like, you could have just had the spiders. You had to have this weird character.
I know why I recognize the name.
Why? Is it a Mystery Science Theater?
It sure was. In the sci-fi era. And actually, on IMDb, that's the only thing. If you type horrors of Spider Island, it shows the episode. It doesn't actually show the movie at all on here.
That's funny.
That's
from 1959.
It was
on the back. It says it's a talent agent, but Yeah, so giant spiders and one guy who's the Spider-Man, but he's not Spider-Man.
He's Man-Spider.
He's a Man-Spider. It wasn't that great. I gave it a 4.5.
Are you saying that's not great?
No. 5 is okay. In my book, 5 isn't a horrible movie. It's yeah. just not great. Like, it's average. You know, 5 is average. Mm-hmm. Like, I watched it. Yep.
That was a movie.
That was a movie.
I didn't turn it off.
Yeah. And this, I wish I think I might have... No, I did watch this one once. I know some of these I had to stop.
Yeah, I know. That's a problem. Like, if I rate anything less than a 5... It's usually I don't want to watch it or I don't want to finish it.
Yeah.
But most of the ones I have for under five, I had to watch it for the list.
I didn't care what happened to these people. And then when they had that human hybrid, like, what the fuck? So stupid.
Yeah, but back then they could make easy horror films. It was like, hey, we got an idea. And no one
just put a mask on them.
Yeah. The next movie I watched was off my list as well, but this is actually, I borrowed this movie from Jacob, Papalian? Jacob, from the comic store, from the comic shop. It's called Satan's Little Helper.
I see, he's on Simpsons.
No, Santos L. Helper. Now, at first when I saw this cover, I'm like, the cover looks like shit. And I started watching, like, this is so low budget movie. Like, this is, it just had that cheesy feel to it. But as the movie went along, it kind of grew on me to the point where, like, once it ended, it was like, I actually didn't mind it. But as a whole, it wasn't a great movie. The lady, she's been in numerous things. I just remember her from, she was in Pulp Fiction. She was the honey bunny at the very beginning when they robbed the diner. And then she's also the nervous lady on Needful Things. She's like, I don't know, she's the mom. Anyways, what the movie's about is it's this little kid who's like 12 years old, and his like older sister is away at college. So she comes home for Halloween, and the little kid's like all excited. He's like, yeah, I love Halloween. Yeah, I love this. And he's playing this fucking game on his phone called Satan's Little Helper. He's like, I want to be Satan's Little Helper for Halloween. But then when his sister comes back from college, she brings her boyfriend, and the kids are like, oh, I hate him. So he, like, just runs off because he doesn't get to go trick-or-treating with his sister. So he's like, I'm going to go by myself. But then when he was talking to his mom in the car, she's like, oh, yeah, Satan, he's not, like, a real thing, but he kind of, like, lives within inside people and stuff. He's like, so, like, a disguise? And she's like, yeah, like a disguise. So he comes upon this person dressed as... sort of a Satan mask, killing this guy in his front lawn, and the kid's like, whoa, that's so cool! I want to help you out! So the fucking kid goes to this murderer, and Satan's just like nodding his head, like, yeah, thumbs up! And he doesn't talk at all. So this kid's like convincing the Satan person to like attack his sister's boyfriend so he can be with his sister, and like just doing all this stuff around the town, like causing mayhem. But then the person dressed as Satan starts doing bad things to his family and shit. And it got kind of cool near the end, because then it started getting into this weird, like, this weird-ish kind of category of, like, is this just a person in a mask? Or is it actually, like, the whole theory of this is just Satan hiding in a mask? Because then it gets fucking really weird, where he, like, goes away for a while and then comes back dressed as Jesus. And the masks are... The Jesus mask is really kind of frightening, because it looks like humanish, but it's bigger, and he's just do-do-do-do. It was kind of a cool movie. It was kind of a cool idea, but it was very low-budgety, and the little kid wasn't that great of an actor. Just imagine low-budget film with a kid being the main character. So, but I gave it a 6.5. That one was on my list as well. The next one, are you nodding? Cause,
no. Yeah, you can go ahead. Okay. 'Cause you got a lot more than me.
Well, I realized there's another movie in here we watched together.
Oh, yeah.
But the next movie I watched, speaking of borrowing comics from a comic book store guy, next one I watched was a movie called Spawn. Remember that travesty, like, 16 years ago?
Was this on your list?
No.
Oh, I was going to say.
I just had it on Blu-ray.
That's good.
Because you remember that one time you, me, and Tony went shopping? I think at Walmart, it was like in the $5 bin of Blu-rays. I'm like, I'm going to watch this. Yeah, if you don't know what Spawn is, it belongs in the 90s right now.
Yeah, it's like a very not that famous Dark Horse book.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that was a joke.
That's good.
That was an Image book that came out in the 90s when Image Comics started up.
Yeah.
Todd McFarlane created it.
Yeah, the basis of the comic is a man is like a, he's a shit, what's it called? Military guy.
Army?
No, mercenary. He's like a mercenary for the government, and he's like, I want to get out of this and like live with my wife and stuff because I love my wife so much. And he gets betrayed, goes to hell. They're like, hey, you want to see your wife again? You get to be a man in my army. And then he's like, okay, I'll do it. And then he comes back years later. He's like, I'm this like hell spawn thing. I'm supposed to be strong so I can lead Satan's army to fight heaven and stuff. But he's like trying to figure out all his shit with his past, and he's like, oh, my wife. But then the movie, he's like, he's trying to figure out what happened to him and stuff. And
so I haven't seen this one since it came out.
Yeah, either have I. And boy,
wasn't good then.
There was a lot of things that happened in it that I was a little upset about, and there's a lot of things in there that I was like, oh, that's a cool Easter egg, because I actually noticed things here and there because I wanted to watch because I've been catching up on Spawn the comics quite heavily over the last like couple months. I don't know, John Leguizamo, like I don't care for the clown character in general.
Yeah,
because he's like a demon, but on Earth he looks like a clown because people
are scared of clowns.
Well, it was a whole like he fucked up in the past and like, all right, fine, you're just like to disgrace him kind of thing. But he's like perverted and gross and stuff, and I don't care for those types of characters. And I was all right. The acting wasn't entirely great by anybody in the movie. The Violator looked cool at the end. That's about it. But I gave it
costume wasn't horrible.
The costume wasn't horrible because it's a CG costume. But he spends a lot of time with the mask off, which his fucking burnt body face is stupid. It's the fucking burnt body face. But yeah, I gave it a 6. It wasn't horrible, but I probably won't watch it again, but I probably won't sell it.
Okay, so the next movie I watched in my box set is a movie called Sisters of Death.
Ooh.
I just love how generic these titles are. I love them. So this movie starts off, I think it's like a sorority or something.
Yeah, it sounds about right for a horror movie.
And it's like initiation. So they're like doing this thing where they initiate these girls. They're sitting in chairs tied up and stuff. And
hazing?
Yeah, hazing. And there's like, they do a game of Russian roulette.
Oh, shit.
And spoiler, it's not really a spoiler.
It happens like the first 10 minutes? Or
yeah. one of the two girls gets killed.
Ooh.
And the thing is, the gun wasn't supposed to have a bullet. It was just a hazing ritual.
Yeah.
So, like, for some reason, there was a bullet in the chamber, and there shouldn't have been. So the girl dies. And now it's, I think, 20 years later? 7 years later. I wrote it down.
Whoa.
7 years later,
10, 20.
The girls get together to meet because they're like, oh yeah, we should meet up again, da 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 da. And obviously the one that's dead's not there,
but should be.
Anyway, so they go to this hotel, and they apparently, well, it's a hotel house thing. I don't know. They rent the whole house.
Okay.
And yeah. There's a pool and stuff, and they're like, we're gonna have the best time ever, our sorority stuff, and they got the whole house to themselves, and then these like creepy guys are outside the fence, like looking in, like,
well,
oh, these girls are so hot, and then, oh my god, she's wearing a swimsuit because they're by the pool and stuff, and
they're wearing a swimsuit,
and they sneak in, and for some reason they're in there now, and everyone's like, oh, okay, yeah, you know, this place is on lockdown and there's like an electric fence around it and everything.
Jesus. But
somehow they got in
around a house. Just fucking electric fence.
It's not a house, it's like a rental house.
Yeah, but still, that's,
I don't know. But anyway, so they're getting together and they're celebrating, and oh, a guy shows up and he's pissed. It's the father of the girl that got killed.
Makes sense.
So now he is trying to, like, hurt and torture these girls to figure out why she died, who did it, and all this, because he's like, one of you is responsible, and all this. So then that's where the horror part of the movie comes in, and people get beat up and all that.
What's the movie called again?
Sisters of Death. I looked up online because I was curious.
Yeah.
Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 5%.
Whoa!
I gave it a 5.5 because I didn't think it was horrible. The acting was terrible, but I was interested in chunks of it as, like, it would be a really fun movie to watch and make fun of.
This was rated PG?
Yeah, I can see that.
Devil Doll DVD presents... See, the funny thing is about these, like, collections of movies, you never know, like, the old horror movies, you never know how old they are, because it's like, oh, this collection, like, this is a 1975 movie, and then here's a 2012, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, some of them are in here because the copyrights are expired, others, I'm sure, because they got them cheap.
But yeah, 1976, I was looking at this, cause I'm like, this seemed like a black and white movie in my head.
Yeah, it's in color.
During an all-girls society, secret society initiation, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so I gave it a 5.5. Which is fellow?
I don't know. But the tagline, there's nobody to hear you scream except your killer.
Yeah, and by the end of the movie, you find out who did it.
Oh, who put the bullet in?
Yeah.
It was Marsha.
It was one of the girls in the group.
I figured. It's not like... It's just, oh, hi, I'm the president and the mayor of town.
So
you gave it what?
I gave it a 5.5.
That's better than IMDb. They give it like a 4.5.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't look at it.
There was no professional ratings on this movie on Rotten Tomatoes. It was just 5% from audience.
Oof.
The next movie I watched with you.
Yeah, me too.
And that was Ant-Man.
Transition from one comic to another.
From Spider Island to Ant-Man. Yep. This movie is Paul Rudd in a Marvel movie.
Yes, that, and the next one I watched was... Just kidding.
We didn't rate it.
I didn't know what to expect because, I mean, Ant-Man was one of those characters that he was big, but a lot of people nowadays don't really know who he is. Like, just from watching the Avengers movies and stuff like that. But, like, he was an important Avenger many, many, many years ago. Do you want to...
Sorry, you can keep talking.
Okay. So, the idea of Ant-Man is, many, many years ago, Henry Pym, or Hank Pym, whatever you want to call him.
His real name's Henry?
Yeah.
Oh, I always know him as Hank.
Yeah, it's Hank. Henry, Hank. It's...
I didn't know those were interchangeable.
Just like
Henry and Hank are interchangeable?
I'm pretty sure Henry... Uh-oh. Maybe?
I don't think so.
What's the one... There's one that, like,
Richard
I was...
Richard and Dick?
No, there's another one, like... It's like John and, like, and... Bart?
Bart?
What was JFK? What would, like, people call him something?
John?
John, Johnny, James, Ginger... Something. God damn it. Fucking.
I don't know what's happening.
Like, there's a name that someone would, you know, like, oh, hi, my name is, like, hi, my name is Jonathan. Like, oh, and then, like, his nickname would be Buck or something. Like, how the fuck did you get that far? Anyways, I thought his, like, real full name was Henry.
I don't know. Go ahead.
Anyways.
You know more about this comic than I do. I never read any Ant-Man comics.
He found out, he created particles that he could...
shrink.
Yeah, he could use them to shrink his own body, called Tim Particles. So he had this suit, but in the movie, all that stuff happened in the past... And,
yeah, so it wasn't an origin story, which was good.
No, which was pretty cool. But, he needed help because one of his, apprentices at the company was creating the, a suit, but he was a little not right in the head. So he's like, we need to stop them from doing this. So he hires a guy named Scott Lang.
Yeah, because he doesn't want it to be militarized.
Yes. Yes, just like, Iron Man. I mean, it's almost the same idea. He doesn't want to be militarized, so he hires this guy Scott to steal the Yellow Jacket suit, and so a lot of the movies like him training with him how to use his like suit and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, I don't want to get too much further into that because that movie was one of those that was moving along, and I didn't realize it until we were at the end. I'm like, oh, this is the climax of the movie.
Yeah.
Like, I honestly thought there was going to be, like, a lot more scenes in between all these things.
Yeah.
From the trailers and stuff. I'm like, oh, this is just one continuous thing going on right now. And then it was over. I'm like, oh, shit. You know?
But yeah, there was some funny stuff in it. I like Paul Rudd. He's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the fight scenes were pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Things are funnier when they're smaller. I don't know why. Like, tiny things fighting. It's funny. I don't know why. But, yeah, I gave it a 8.5.
Oh.
I thought it was pretty fun.
Yeah. You called out some stuff, though, in the movie that I didn't, I was like, oh, yeah, I fucking missed that part.
Oh, yeah.
But no,
it's like, I bet that's that. And you're like, oh, yeah, and then it was.
Yeah. But, no, it's a fun, I was avoiding seeing it because.
Edgar Wright.
Well, yeah, Edgar Wright was supposed to direct it, but then a whole thing happened with him. But, and I was like, I don't know, I didn't know, because I knew the newer version of Ant-Man was sort of like a goofy guy, the Scott Lang version,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, they're just going to make this into a weird comedy, but it actually was a lot more serious,
mm-hmm.
like, some of the parts I was like, oh, shit, I actually had, like, sadness in my brain, but you gave it an 8.5, I gave it an 8,
yeah.
So I liked it pretty good. Well. Let's see, the next movie I watched... Okay, here's a problem, guys. This is around the time that something happened in our life. There's a used video game and movie store right around this time that is they're closing their doors and liquidating their they're liquidating older DVDs and Blu-rays.
Really cheap.
So I have within the next few months, I'm probably gonna be watching a lot of these movies because I want to. Watch what I bought. So this is the start of it. This movie's called Red Mist. Now, what the movie's about is a bunch of kids who are in college. I shouldn't say kids. They're young adults. Or adults. Fuck it. In the eyes of the law, they're adults.
Yeah, if they murder somebody. No, you can get tried as an adult if you're a kid.
Fun you mention this. So these kids are in a medical school. And... But they're, you know, trying to, like, oh, we're going to be surgeons and stuff, and they're, you know, doing all right. They're getting there. Like, they could become actual, like, nurses in a hospital, but they're, like, they're just a shade less of skill than they need to get into actual, like, mm-hmm. working on patients. But there's this creepy janitor dude that, like, always spies on them because the girls are pretty. One is the one from Uninvited, and I don't know what else she looks. She's like poor man's Jennifer Lawrence, but he videotapes them on his cell phone and stuff like that, and takes pictures, and then they're like, oh, get away, you weird creep, you know, typical horror movie stuff. Then that night, they're like partying at the bar. And the guy, he's like, hey, I watched you guys, and he shows on his phone that he took pictures and videos of one of the guys getting a hold of drugs, recreational drugs. So, like, if you tell anybody, we could completely, like, we'd be disbarred from anything, you know, like, our whole lives are over. So, like, well, let's invite him along with us to have fun. Nothing bad could happen, right? Well... They decide to give him a beer bong, but they go, haha, fuck it, let's pour a whole bottle of vodka in there and mix it with some pills. And then at the same time, one of the girls starts playing with, like, the music and the dance floor. She's, like, having a good time, and she turns the strobe light on. The guy's epileptic. So he falls on the floor because he's epileptic, hits his head, and he's completely fucked on drugs and vodka. He slips into a coma. Mm-hmm. Like, what do we do? We can't go to the authorities because we're going to be fucked and this and all these things. So they just drop him off at a hospital and then, like, then leave.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where the craziness starts happening. Because he has, like, no one to, like, look after him and stuff like that. So one of the main characters is like, I feel bad about this. So she wants to try to help. And one of her doctors in the hospital is talking about these experimental drugs that could help people, like, wake up from a coma or whatever. Mm-hmm. So she starts using it on him. Without knowing anything about it and stuff and not really researching it much. So she starts using it on him. Turns out, this is where the plot kicks in. The guy...
wakes him to a zombie?
No. I thought this was going to happen. But it turns out this drug works with the mind where he can psychokinetically move his mind into other people's bodies. So he just jumps into other people's bodies and starts murdering the people that were fucking with him that night. It's really weird. It was a decent movie. It was nice to see a horror movie that at least that I've never really seen something like that before.
Mm-hmm.
But it was one of those that, like, it didn't hurt to watch. The acting wasn't all that great, but it was just like, oh yeah, this is happening. Oh, they're doing that. I know what's going to happen next in this, but it was just still it was a fun movie to watch. A guy, like, get acid poured. Like, because one girl that he was banging, that one of the doctors was banging, like, she was a desk nurse. The guy went into her, and then she tied him up and then duct taped a funnel into his mouth, because, like, the beer bong thing, and she poured, like, hydrochloric acid, like, down his throat. So he's just, like, spitting up blood and stuff.
Jesus Christ.
It was pretty funny. but I gave it a 6.5.
Out of curiosity, it's...
Nope, sorry, I gave it a 6.
8% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, I gave it a 6.
But for some reason, they call it Freak Dog, and then they renamed it to Red Mist.
Freak Dog is what they called the guy. Freak Dog.
It says Red Mist on the DVD, but it says Freak Dog under the...
Yeah, they kept calling him Freak Dog. And it was a... But yeah,
weird.
And also got to see it in the high def Blu-ray, which was didn't really matter. So
I saw a movie I picked up on Black Friday really cheap. It's Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, the second in the prequel remakes.
Oh yeah,
because what was the other one?
Rise
or Rise?
Probably. I don't know. I haven't seen any of them.
Rise of the Planet of the Apes, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. This is the second one. So in the first one. I don't know if I watched it during this podcast.
No, you did not. I don't believe you did.
But basically, this is a sequel directly from the first one, which they are working on an Alzheimer's drug to, you know, help get rid of Alzheimer's. And they're testing it on these monkeys. And the monkeys get really smart. And one of them actually starts, like... talking and being more human-like, and a side effect, I don't remember what the side effect was, but anyway, so like, the drugs make these monkeys smarter, and I'm going to spoil the first movie, because obviously it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
The monkeys get out of the test facility, and like, basically start taking over the world. This movie picks up where humans got a disease and...
From the monkeys?
Yeah, from the monkeys. I don't know if it's from the monkeys, but it was from the effects of the drug, and people started dying.
Okay.
And so there's not many humans left on the planet.
Oh, shit.
And basically the monkeys are taking over the world. So as you can tell, it's like... The Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Wait, this is Dawn. You're talking about Dawn.
I'm talking about Dawn. This is the second one.
Okay.
So the movie starts where you're following the monkeys around and they're basically building a civilization. So it's kind of like the beginning of mankind,
mm-hmm.
but from the monkeys. And there's like broken down shit everywhere, you know. So there's like vines up growing upside of like the bridge and buildings and all this stuff. And they're like,
yeah.
Which I thought was kind of cool, seeing all this stuff, and they're trying to build a civilization,
it's
and like there's,
like,
baby monkeys and stuff.
Tyler Durden wanted.
And then they stumble across some humans who... there's a small group of them that are, have a civilization by the bridge in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to get power, so they're going into the woods because there's, like, hydroelectric power out there, and they wanted to jumpstart it so they had electricity.
Yeah.
So they come in, and then the monkeys are like, no, you are our enemies, get off our property, blah, 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 and they kind of want to start a war. But they know that if they do, a lot of monkeys will die.
Yeah.
So there's, like, kind of like, hey, if you scratch our back, we'll scratch yours. So they let a couple people in to do that. And then a couple of the monkeys are like, oh, I don't trust these guys. So they sneak and like spy on the humans. And they see that they have all these guns and stuff. And they're like, oh shit, they're gonna kill us. So the main guy, the main monkey, his name's Caesar. And he's the one that was growing up in the previous movie. And one of his minions, well, not minions, but, like, in his group, is trying to, like, overthrow him.
Mm-hmm.
So he, like, tries to start a war with the humans, and he's like, no, don't start a war. So then he shoots Caesar.
Oh, shit.
And says the humans did this, and basically starts a war.
Fucking Julius Caesar.
So then the movie gets, like, okay, now we're only halfway through the movie.
Hmm.
So there's, like, a lot of war, and, you know, there's a group of, a couple of the humans that are, like, trying to side with the monkeys, and, I don't know, it gets weird. But it was, the beginning of the movie I thought was really cool, but then, like, after a while, I'm like, okay, the cool parts are, like, past. I don't know, I thought it was kind of cool seeing the civilization, and them trying to, like, they're teaching the little monkeys how to speak and stuff like that, and they're, like, doing sign language, and it was kind of cool. But, yeah, then the war stuff was not that exciting. Because I'm like, we know it's going to happen. We've seen Planet of the Apes. We know the apes are going to win.
Yeah.
You know, so, I don't know. I gave it 6.5.
Speaking of monkeys. No, I was going to say, next year, War of the Planet of the Apes comes out.
Really? There's a third one?
Yep. I just saw it. So I was trying to figure out which one came first, the chicken or the egg.
Well, Dawn was the second one. Was it Rise?
Is that the Rise was the first one, Dawn is the second, and War for the Planet of the Apes is the third. And it's Judy Greer and Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, because the first one was James Franco.
And Frida Pinto? I don't know what that is.
And then he wasn't in this
one. Andy Serkis is in all of them. He's probably the ape model.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. The next movie I watched, I lent to you to watch afterwards.
Yeah, People Under the Stairs.
The People Under the Stairs. That was
my next movie, too.
This is actually, once again, Jacob from the comic book store. Jacob fuck, I can't remember his name. It's a P. Pamela? Yep. He lent to Wes Craven's The People Under the Stairs. Now,
I've heard of this movie. I've never seen it until now.
Yeah, because I know our friend Renee, this is like her favorite movie, one of her favorite movies of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And which worried me, because she likes a lot of bad horror movies.
Yeah. Just to set it straight, if I saw this as a kid, I thought I probably would have liked it.
Yeah. And the weird thing for me is, you know how you're watching all those movies on your horror-licious DVDs, and it's like, the Attack of the Spider Island people, and you're like, oh, then the people, you're like, this is what I'm going to see. I'm so disappointed that the people under the stairs literally are just people under the stairs.
Yeah.
Like, it tells me what it is, and it disappoints me.
Because you're hoping for something other than people. Yeah,
I was kind of hoping for something a little more... like
monsters
or supernatural-ish. So, this...
Yeah, the movie...
It's like Goonies, but a horror movie instead of an adventure movie.
These people are living in the ghetto, and these guys are basically buying all the property and tearing down the buildings.
Yeah.
So they decide they're going to break into this guy's house and steal his gold that he has in the basement.
Yeah, apparently he has gold.
I don't know how they know this for a fact.
Yeah.
But they basically break into the house.
Is it Ving Rhames? I think it was Ving Rhames is in this movie, and then some little kid, and another guy.
Yeah, so they break into the house, and there's apparently secret passages all through the house that this one guy's crawling through, which at first is kind of creepy, but then you're just like, no, he is kind of creepy.
Yeah, he's kind of creepy, but then you're like, he's just, like, there's a lot of cool aspects to this movie. Like I said, if we were still kids,
yeah.
Because like, oh, just imagine like thinking, oh, we can crawl through the walls and stuff. That's cool. But yeah. So, anyways, yeah. They break into the house.
Mm-hmm.
But all the two adults that are helping get fucking murdered immediately. So this little 10-year-old kid. His nickname is Fool. Like from the tarot cards.
Get out of here, fool!
Because plus his family. He lives with like his mom or his sister and his mom, I think, and she's dying, and they don't have enough money to either pay for their place or to fix her, help her. Mm-hmm. So that's why he's going along. But the people living in the house, the they're taking care of like the real estate and stuff like that. It's. If you watch Twin Peaks, there's two characters from Twin Peaks,
yeah.
The Log Lady and then Big John or whatever. But it's them two, and then they have a girl that has to stay in her room all the time, pretty much, and so she can be the proper girl. And then there's a guy crawling through the walls.
Well, yeah. You find out that they want a kid.
Yeah.
So they get a kid, and then when it misbehaves, they put him in the basement.
Yep.
So then, like, all the kids grow up and they're all stuck in the basement, and then like, yeah, there's one girl upstairs right now.
But the thing is, it's like the hear no evil, speak no evil type thing.
Yeah.
So they would always talk back to them, so they cut out their tongues. So that was the creepy part. Because like, like what's in there? And it's just a guy who's they're happy, like we're helping. He's like, like oh, he just
no tongue.
So he's just smiling widely because he has to show that he doesn't have a tongue. It was pretty cheesy to me.
Yeah. It was definitely aimed for a younger audience, I feel.
Yeah.
Like a scary movie that kids can watch.
Yeah, like it was a PG-13 movie, but, you know, the kids that are 10 could watch it.
Yeah.
Type thing.
I mean, if they don't like... I mean, this is like a starter scary movie. Like, if you want to watch something scary and you're little, this is probably a good one.
Yeah. I did see a lot of stuff on that... in that movie that it feels like American Horror Story got their idea from, like the Gimp costume, because the guys was running around in the Gimp costume shooting a shotgun everywhere and stuff. And yeah, let's see. Oh, this is rated R?
No way.
This is rated R.
They did swear a lot.
Yeah. But as an adult, like even, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. That's weird. I didn't care for it too much.
I thought it was alright. I enjoyed it. I gave it a 7.
I gave it a 5.5.
Yeah, I gave it a 7. I thought it was entertaining.
But yeah, this one was on my list. So, that's that. yeah, because they're all fucking, like, white. And they look like they're trying to be zombies, and they weren't. I mean, this is the image they use on IMDb. Just shitty looking. Yeah, so I gave it a 5.5. 1, 2, 3. I still have like 7 more movies. How the fuck is that possible?
One of the reviews says, "If there was truth in advertising, the people under the stairs would be called the not very scary movie set in a grungy, badly lit house."
Yeah. The next movie I watched was another movie from the fucking closing down used place, but I saw it on Netflix a few times. I'm like, this cover looks kind of cool. So I decided to check it out. And I, like, a year ago, I watched a movie called The House of the Devil or something. Turns out it's the same director. The movie's called Innkeepers.
Innkeepers.
The cover, I just clicked my fucking app because I typed it in the app as a notepad thing. And I clicked it thinking it was a link on IMDb. I'm dumb. But it's this old, the cover looks like it's something from like the 70s, right? But it was just made a couple years ago.
I don't know, 70s, maybe 80s.
70s, 80s, somewhere in there. But that's the kind of the,
the other movie. They're trying to aim for?
Yeah, the other movie they made, those. They're trying to go to like he tried doing the style of the 80s type horror movie. But this movie is about these two workers that are working at a hotel. And it's like an old, old hotel that, it's just like a historical place. But... it's not getting a lot of business, so they're closing it down, and everyone quit and stuff, except for the owner's on vacation. So they're like, "Yeah, you guys, you two, worked the weekend, the last weekend it's open."
Which
And so they worked the last weekend and it's open. So they just, like, instead of going home, they just go upstairs in one of the rooms and sleep up there and switch off. But the guy working, he's like, yeah, I'm pretty much into, you know, spotting ghosts and stuff and, like, recording paranormal stuff. And she's like, oh, that's cool. Do you think this place is haunted? He's like, yeah, probably. You know, I've seen a ghost and stuff like that around here. And she's, like, all excited about it. But one of the, one of the two or three guests that are in the hotel is this lady, this actress. And, so the girl, like, goes up there and talks to her. She's like, oh, you're an awesome actress. And I loved watching you and all these things and stuff like that. And, but she's sort of, the actress is sort of like a psychic a little bit. So she's, you know, telling the girl, like, you know, oh, don't explore this shit. 'Cause something bad's going to happen. But they go into the, sort of, she's like, is trying to figure out what happened there and stuff. And she goes into this thing where she finds out that a woman, like, died there as a, you know, on her, as a bride, a wedding night thing. But like, she starts seeing things more and more. And, like, she sees this ghost and, gets a building up haunting type thing going on. But then when she starts telling the guy about this, he starts freaking out. He's like, I was lying. I was doing it to try to impress people. And so that he's like, I can't handle this creepiness that's happening. Fuck this. I'm out of here. But, it had some really cool moments in it. The ending I felt a little ripped off by, but then once I started reading some of the stuff, like, the people were saying, like, yeah, all right, I guess it's kind of decent for an ending. But the ghost itself looked kind of creepy. Like, not the good kind of creepy. Mm-hmm. Like, a shitty mask makeup kind of creepy. I don't know. But there's, like, more aspects to the movie and stuff like that. But it was one of those that it kind of built up. And it was kind of fun also. Like, the two people working together, like, they would goof around with each other, and they had their little, like, they had a past. You could tell, like, they had relationships, like, a relationship, like, already from just being friends by working there and stuff. It was actually kind of cool. But I gave it a 7. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it was a fun movie. Yeah.
Okay, the next movie I watched from my box set was a movie called Terror Creatures from the Grave.
Wow. They really get with all the adjectives in that, don't they?
Yes, and I guess that kind of movie title kind of makes sense, but so this movie, I kind of told you a little bit about this movie because you walked in when I was watching it. This guy, he comes to this mansion to update this guy's will, you know, this older guy's will, and he gets there and he's like, yeah, I was asked to come to update his will. And she's like, he died last year. He's like, what? But he sent me a letter saying to come here and meet him and update his will. So they look, and sure enough, there was a letter, and it looks like his handwriting. But she's like, he died last year. He's like, we buried him. So, then, like, I don't... Like, that concept was cool. Then a bunch of weird stuff was happening. Like, other people started showing up, and they're like, oh, yeah, what are you doing here? Oh, I'm here to update a will. And, like, oh, okay. And then, like, I'm like, what is going on? I don't fully understand. But then people just start dying.
Like, and with reason, or, like, they did, or they just, like, I'm dead now. And or they have, like,
I
seriously
don't remember.
Or do they have, remember, like, knives sticking out of them and stuff?
This is one of them I wrote down. I don't really know what happened much after that.
Yeah, the few minutes I watched was just fucking dull.
There was, like, I guess there were, like, creatures that came out of the graveyard and was killing people.
That's probably the terror that it mentions.
And I don't know. I don't fucking get it. So people are dying and stuff like that. And then I wrote down the very end of the movie, which doesn't make any sense. But, like, they're, like, getting followed, you know, like they're getting chased in the graveyard, but at the end of the movie they're getting chased by these creatures. And I should look at the back of the box to see if they can give me a better idea of what I just watched. A wife is visited by a medieval plague summoned from the graves of the occult expert husband.
Whoa, that's... I was going to say, the plot, according to the guy on IMDb, an attorney arrives at a castle to settle the estate of a recently deceased owner. The owner's wife and daughter reveal that he was someone who was able to summon the souls of ancient plague victims, and in fact... Yeah. His spirit was roaming the castle at that very moment.
Oh, there we go.
That sounds right. Soon occupants of the castle begin to die off in gruesome, violent ways.
There you go. And then I wrote down the spoiler at the end of the movie, which apparently water kills these creatures.
Oh.
So it's...
So it
starts raining and all the creatures are gone.
So it's like Signs, but...
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, spoiler. Just kidding. I don't care.
Yeah, I gave it... I don't know why I gave it a 5. I should give it lower, but... I put 5, because I thought the beginning concept was kind of cool, I guess. Yeah.
Alright.
You got 3 more.
I have 5 more, but the next 2 I'm going to blow through pretty fast.
All right.
So, a couple months ago, I watched Poltergeist.
Oh, yeah.
And I finally, in one night, I watched Poltergeist 2 and 3. So I'll explain to you what happened. Like in Poltergeist, their house is haunted,
mm-hmm.
And then
they move away.
And then they move away because the house sucks up into nothingness.
Spoilers, Jesus!
That's what happened. In part 2,
I guess you can't talk about the second one without the spoiling.
And
the first.
Yeah, and also the third one. but these movies get worse as they go, like most horror movies. But so since we have no house. Until they can like figure out what to do because the insurance company isn't going. The house has got stolen. Like, what do you mean got stolen? It just disappeared. It's like, well, you get to prove that the house. You know, it's like we can't just prove the house disappeared. Like, so they have no money.
That's
so
funny.
Yeah, like that's pretty good. So like they're staying with her the wife's mom, and. And then they like weird things starts happening where this really creepy old man, like the little girl sees him and he's like, and he sort of has like that Southern Baptist type talk. He's like, "Hello, little girl, you seem to be awful hot out here," and it's just he's a really fucking creepy looking dude, and you're like, yeah, obviously this guy is some sort of evil being of some sort. Meanwhile, a Native American dude, he's like, he finds out that he knows more about the land than they do. So he tracks him down and he's like, hey, guess what? You need to come down here and see this. So they end up going back to the house, their old house that was gone. But remember when in the movie, like when it was raining and the pool?
Yeah.
And there was like bodies in the pool and stuff.
Yeah.
What happened was all these years ago, this preacher was saying that the end of times were coming. So he got this, like, I don't want to say cult, because that seems weird. He got this group of followers to follow him into this cave, and the cave was located right below where they were building the pool. And he's like, oh, the end of the world's going to come. We need to be in here. And they're like, you said that, but the end of the world didn't come on the day you said it was supposed to. He's like, no, it's going to come. And the old just, like, ended up dying down there, which, like, that kind of caused a focal point of things being fucked up. But they're going after the evil spirit dude who's like, now come on, little girl, let's do this. And, like, he saw her as a pure being, and he's like, well, she'll lead me to heaven. So, like, we need her soul so that she can lead us out of the afterlife. And, of course, they don't want their... 8-year-old daughter to die, so they had to, you know, find a way to you know, save her. They do. End of movie. Everybody's happy. Now, the third movie is just like, hey, we still have the little girl. She wants to do a movie. Any of the original cast? No, because Craig T. Nelson is doing Coach and everything else. In fact, actually, in the second movie, the oldest daughter wasn't even in it. It was like the brother, and then the mom and dad, and then the little girl. So, like, the oldest daughter wasn't even in it. So, in this one, I guess it's... Fuck, man. I don't even remember what relation it was. As I was watching, I'm like, who is who? But the little girl's visiting her her aunt and uncle, and I believe her aunt is the one that's like blood relative to her parents. I don't know if it's like their mother or her brother, whatever. But so like, yeah, that fucking thing. But Tom Skerritt is the main man in that movie. So she's visiting him. Anyways, she's visiting him like in Chicago, I believe, where they were living in California before. So now the ghost is following her because apparently he still wants to. He found her. And the reason why he found her was because she's special and she's smart. So she's going to this school. And this guy's like, yeah, she's not. Everyone thinks she's a psychic or some sort. She just found a way to produce mass illusion and mass some of that. Like, just being a dickhole, you know. And so he's, like, hypnotizing her and, like, bringing out, like, what happened in California and this. So her bringing back the memories brought the spirit back to her. Yeah, so then this giant skyscraper is haunted now from the inside. So all these weird things happen, like the pool freezes over and the windows are cracking and stuff like that and all this shit, because the building is haunted because she remembered all this stuff that happened years ago. Yeah, movie doesn't get better from there. It keeps going and just going, and actually, I think this is the first movie that people actually died in, though. Because the other movies, it's like they're being haunted and stuff. But fucking people died. One guy got pushed on an elevator shaft, and shit like that. Like and it was just weird and not good. And the fucking actor from the second movie, maybe he died or something. But the third movie, they're like, let's try to make. They had a different actor for the old dude, so like, let's just try to make him look scary, and it just looked like he was a fucking homeless person with a rubber mask on. It was fucking awful. But it had a very, very young, shit, whatever. God damn it. I can't remember the girl's name, but she's an actress. There you go. That should answer that.
Yeah.
But, Poltergeist 2, I gave it a 6.5. Poltergeist 3, I gave it a 5.5. Yeah, they don't live up to, like, the second one was kind of cool because that guy was just creepy as shit. But yeah, after that, it just
didn't. Unnecessary sequels.
Yeah, I still want to see the new one, though.
Oh, but, the remake?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do want to see the remake.
God damn it. Yeah, actually, I think after this movie, the little girl died.
So what did you give him?
Laura Flynn Boyle was she was a very young person in this movie. 6.5 for 2, 5.5 for 3. But yeah, fucking Tangina. Whatever. The lady, the Zelda, the little short lady. You need to do this. She fucking dies in this movie. Spoiler, I don't give a shit. The movie's not that great. But still.
So the next movie I watched is another great long name. The Night She Arose from the Tomb.
Oof.
So, this movie, the main character, his wife dies.
So I just showed the picture.
This guy's wife dies.
Yeah.
So then he decides that he's just going to do random hookups with women. So he picks up girls, brings them to his house, kills them.
Oh, Jesus.
And then goes, finds another one, hooks up with them, and kills them.
That's like, not how you do hookups.
No, but basically he does, like, he ties them up and, you know, torture, rapes them, kind of. Yeah, so this keeps happening for a while. And then something happens, and they say, "Hey, your wife is she's not in her tomb anymore. Like, his dead wife is not in the tomb anymore." He's like, "What?" So his wife apparently starts haunting him.
Apparently,
this is where my notes fade. So she starts haunting him and stuff, and then he ends up like going crazy. Gets locked up.
He is going just going crazy and only gets locked up?
Yeah, that's what I wrote. But the beginning of the movie, I was just like, he's like super proper and he's like, you know, super. Just
was like a Norman Bates type thing.
I was just thinking American Psycho.
Oh, okay.
It's like, oh, hey, lady. And he like ties her up and then fucking.
Yeah.
Kills him. Yeah. So I gave that one a 5.
Worth remembering.
I know, none of these are worth remembering, and I have a horrible memory, so that doesn't help at all.
See, this is what you look like in 2. Yeah. That's so much cooler. Sorry.
He reminds me of the guy from Puppet Master.
Yeah, a little bit.
I got 2 more.
I have 3 more. Okay. 2, yeah, 3 more.
Well, I'll just do my next one and get done with this box set of Horrorlicious.
Horrorlicious.
This one had a more normal name. This is called The Vampire's Niece.
Okay.
So, the movie starts, this guy and this girl, they're getting engaged, and they're going to get married and stuff like that. And then she gets a call that her aunt...
Oh, makes sense.
...died and left her this castle. Someone, I don't think it was an aunt. It was whatever. Doesn't matter who. And she's like, oh, okay. But you have to come to the castle now. And she's like, yeah, but we're going to get married in like 2 weeks.
We got a deposit down.
And they're like, well, you have to come before that. And she's like, okay, I'll only stay for a week and then we'll come back and then we'll get married. And he's like, okay, I'll see you later. And so she leaves.
You just want to come with and help?
I guess not.
What a shitty man.
I don't know. But she goes and finds, like, she inherited a castle, and now she's the duchess of this area.
Jesus.
Yeah. So she's like, okay, I guess I'm the duchess in this stuff. And then a week goes by, and the fiancé's like, I haven't heard from her. Where is she? So him and his friend go to the castle. And like, where is my fiance? And like, what are you talking about? And they're like, no, she's here. And she is there. They eventually come in, they see her and stuff like that.
We don't know.
We don't know. This girl, she's the duchess and da da da. And then they start finding out the backstory behind the family. Because apparently she didn't know much about her family before. But she's like, oh, I got a castle, ha ha ha. And then as they're exploring the castle, they find out that her entire family are witches.
Wow, that took a turn.
Not only are they witches, but they've created vampires.
They invented vampires? Yeah,
they invented vampires.
Wow.
So they invented these creatures that could... Basically, these witches found a way to create people that won't die and will live forever, which... end up becoming vampires.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the families are vampires. So, technically, they didn't die because they're vampires.
So, technically, she's not really the witch's niece. Or vampire's niece.
Right. Well, the family's witches, but then they turned themselves into vampires.
Okay, so the person that died that gave her the castle was a vampire.
Yes.
Okay, okay.
Because they were witches... And with their magic and stuff, they found a way to live forever by turning themselves into vampires.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So they invented vampires.
I thought they like were creating vampires out of other people, not themselves.
No, because they wanted to live forever. Why would they make other people live
forever? I don't know. I'd rather test it on somebody than try it out right away.
Maybe they tested it on a dumb cousin or something.
A dumb cousin.
I worked on him. No, and then he just sucks blood.
That's how the werewolf happened.
Yeah, I gave that one a 6. I thought that was pretty interesting. And that's the end of Horrorlicious. So if anybody wants this box set, I'll sell it to them. Because I don't want this. Watch all 13 hours. 9 movies.
So, next movie, speaking of awful, I don't know why it's on the list, but someone included it for some sort of reason. Probably just because it was one of the first homages to horror movies. Because I know Scream was on there, but I've watched that so many times. I wanted to watch movies that I haven't seen. So, Scary Movie was on there.
Scary Movie,
which came out when I was in high school.
Yeah, I was in college. I remember watching in college. All I remember is the dick coming through the bathroom door.
The glory hole. Yeah. So, Wayans Brothers made a movie where they mocked Scream. And I know,
damn it, Kat,
I know since then,
freaking clothespin.
And I know since then, a lot of people made a lot of parody movies. Like last year when I watched the shitty We Are the Spartans or Meet the Spartans or whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah.
That movie had jokes, and I say that very lightly, in the fact that they go, hey, do you guys remember like 4 weeks ago before we made this movie? Remember this guy, he was on American Idol and everyone made fun of him? we're going to put that into the movie so that 2 years later, no one fucking knows what they're talking about. Ha, Sanjaya, remember him? That was the jokes that they used in Meet the Spartans. This
so much hair.
This one at least had some jokes that involved setup, but I saw them coming a mile away. But the idea of the movie is, if you've seen a Scream, that's it. They're making a parody of that. The only thing that made me laugh, or at least kind of just smile, was the main character's dad, Anna Faris's dad, in the movie. He's like, hey, I'm leaving, this and this, and just like he's talking to her about drugs and how she helped him make drugs when she was a kid. Like, oh yeah, just like this, ha ha ha. That was the only thing that kind of made me giggle a little bit. But yeah, it was a shitty movie. Liz, you know what'd be really funny? If we spend the whole time making this one character who's dating a girl, let's make every fucking possible moment we can have, we could toss a gay joke in there. Let's fucking just make it a gay joke. Let's just make it just like, hey baby, we're making out and stuff. You look good in my jersey. Why don't you put on all my other equipment so she looks like a fucking like bulky jock? Oh, he's like, yeah, this is really working. She's like, what? You can't even see. Oh, it's funny because he likes men, right? He likes men for like fucking an hour and a half. We just make a jokes where he likes men, and then at the very end, he's like, oh, aren't you gay? No, dude, no. What? And it's funny because, oh god, yeah, we fucking no one gives a shit about your stupid goddamn jokes. I gave it a 4. God damn it. And fucking just so much dumb shit. Oh yeah, we get it. One of the Wayans brothers is just constantly smoking weed the whole time. Let's have drug jokes. They're funny. Remember the Budweiser commercials with What's Up? They did that in the movie.
I remember.
No one gives a shit about that anymore.
No.
No one gave a really much of a shit back then.
Nor did they.
Oh, god damn it. I know.
They did give a shit.
Fuck it.
It was that generation's Where's the Beef?
No. That makes me sad for so many reasons. I don't know why. Yeah, I give that a 4. I have 2 movies left. Yep. One of them you saw already, so I'm not going to talk about it much.
Do it.
Gone Girl. You watched that.
I did. It's gone.
And that was on this that was on this podcast, I believe.
I think so, yeah.
I'm pretty sure. Because you watched it on the same time as Birdman. I remember you talking about that.
Yeah, because I said that I didn't want to spoil it.
Yeah. So, turns out, Jason was talking about it, because it has a lot of twists and turns in the movie. But when it was first coming out, someone's like, everyone was talking about Gone Girl. Like, oh yeah, the book, the movie, this and this. I'm like, I never even fucking heard about this movie. I don't even know. Like, oh, it just came out in the theaters like 2 weeks ago. I'm like, I have no idea what it's about. Oh, well, it's about this. And they basically explained the entire movie up to like the last half hour in 2 sentences. So, I mean, I don't want to do that. But yeah, it's about a guy, Ben Affleck, who comes home, finds his wife is missing. Something happened where there was shit broken, and he's being marked as a suspect and all stuff like that, but they're trying to figure out what happened and where she might have gone and this and who could have killed her and blah blah blah, and we're like, because they can't find her body. It was decent. It actually did make me like Ben Affleck.
Yeah, he did a good job.
He did. Yeah, Ben Affleck did a great job. And at one point, I did get really mad. But then I got, like, I had a split emotional, like, debate on which characters I liked and hated through the whole movie. And it changed all the time. But, yeah, I liked it a lot. I don't know if I'd watch it again because the way it ended made me so angry.
Yeah, the ending wasn't that. It was, like, very...
This movie... If you believe in karma, this movie has no karma whatsoever. I mean, like, it kind of does, but at the same time, it just, like, it annihilates people's full... I don't know, man. It's shady, because characters are like, oh, this person's really cool. And then later you're like, oh, you find out something? Oh, I don't like this character that much anymore. But they don't deserve this. Do they? I don't know. No, they don't deserve this. This person deserves this. Do they? I don't know. But, yeah. Because, like, Yeah, I don't know. I liked it, though. It was an 8. I gave it an 8.
I gave it an 8.5 in December of 2014.
Oh, shit, son. So
do you want to see my thing? Or listen to it? That was December 2014 podcast.
That was the first year. That would be episode 12, folks.
Yep.
I have one left.
Yeah, me too. The last movie I watched in the month was Trainwreck.
Yes. I keep thinking of a different...
Holy shit.
What?
I just drew a blank. What's her name?
Amy Poehler.
Nope.
Fuck.
Schumer. Amy Schumer.
I was close.
Oh, Amy Schumer's movie. Basically, the plot... I don't know why I start with basically.
I know. It's like basically... So this happens.
Amy Schumer's character... I don't remember the character's name.
Amy Schumer. Never say any character names. We always say actors. Like, T-1000 is doing this, and...
She works at a magazine company that writes articles that are just horrible. It's like Maxim magazine, but worse. And they're like pitching ideas for different articles and stuff. And the one guy, he's pitching, oh, this one doctor, he's doing this surgery that's never been done before. And he's a surgeon for jocks and stuff, you know, basketball players, football players and stuff like that. And Amy Schumer's character is like, that's stupid.
Oh,
who cares about football people? Like, jocks are stupid and people who worship them are stupid. And she's like, they're like, okay, then you can write the article. And she's like, no, I don't want to write it. And they're like, I think you can write the article. So they basically force her on this article that she does not want to write.
Just to clear things up, just so it's not confusing to keep saying Amy Schumer's character, her character's name is Amy.
Yeah, okay. I remember that now. Bill Hader is the guy who plays the doctor. So she goes and she... Oh, backtrack a bit. So Amy is one of those girls that hooks up with guys and then never calls them again. So she goes to the bar, hooks up with a guy... Never sees him again. So she just keeps, like, humping and dumping him.
Police, we're trying to do a fucking...
So she's like a hump and dump kind of girl.
Hump and dump.
So she is interviewing this doctor. And after many, many times of interviewing him, they end up going out for drinks. And she ends up sleeping with him. And she's like, okay. Now I just got to stay professional. And he's like, I think she's the one.
Oh, boy.
and so then that whole situation, like, he keeps wanting to go on dates with her. And she's like, okay, fine. And then, like, they start dating. And they get into a fight about something, like, because her job, like, is pulling her this way. And his job's pulling him a different way. And they're trying to, like... You know, meet in the middle. They get into this huge fight, and they break up. And he's like, "No, we don't need to break up. We can make this work." And she's not used to relationships.
Yeah,
she's just like, "Oh, we fought. It's done." You know, that's her mentality. So she just leaves, and then you know, the romantic comedy movie. Oh, he tries to win her back, and she tries to win him back, and yeah. But there was some really funny stuff in it. I hate LeBron James so much.
Yeah?
And he plays himself in the movie as, like, this really cool guy, but I can't stand him.
I
hate him so much.
I'm just looking at the, I'm just looking at the cast list in this, and holy shit.
The cast is pretty amazing.
It's a lot, there's a lot of people, but... Mike Birbiglia.
Yeah, Mike Birbiglia's character is pretty freaking hilarious.
But I just, Brie Larson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brie Larson plays Amy Schumer's sister.
Okay.
And she's married to the other guy I just said.
Mike Birbiglia.
And she's like, you gotta settle down, get married, and have a kid and stuff. And they have a kid. And she's like, this is stupid. Like, just hates it. And her sister's like, no.
But
I think they're so different. Like,
I think this might be a prequel to Ghostbusters, though. Because,
Oh, yeah, she's on the subway.
Leslie Jones is an angry subway patron.
Yeah, it's not a prequel because she's like, what's going on with the subway? And the lady in that character, she's like, well, this happened because of this, this, this. She's like, really? I don't know anything about Subway. And gets all pissed, and that's the joke.
Matthew Broderick's in it.
Yeah.
Fucking,
as himself.
Yeah. Nikki Glaser, whatever. Tim Meadows.
Tim Meadows is in it?
Yeah, as, Tim. Quite the Method Man.
There's a lot of people.
Dave Attell.
Oh, Dave Attell plays a homeless guy on the street. It's freaking funny.
Daniel Radcliffe, Marissa Tomei. Oh, yes.
Daniel Radcliffe and Marissa Tomei are in a movie that they go on a date to see.
The dog walker and the dog owner.
Yeah. There's a movie called The Dog Walker. It's like this independent film about Daniel Radcliffe walking dogs. And they go on a date to see this movie. And it's, like, so stupid. But then throughout the whole movie, like, it's playing on TV and, like, that's, in the background.
That's pretty funny.
But, yeah, that's pretty funny. They're like, Daniel Radcliffe plays the dog walker. He's like, oh, he was great in Harry Potter. This is going to be a good movie.
Fucking Tilda Swinton, John Cena.
Yeah, John Cena.
Colin Quinn.
John Cena is her current boyfriend at the time.
Oh, okay.
And then they break up because he finds out that she's sleeping with a ton of guys.
That's a weird cast for a comedy movie, though.
But it's Judd Apatow.
Oh, yeah, Judd Apatow.
So they get a lot of people. But, yeah, I thought it was pretty entertaining. I gave it 7.5.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the unrated version, so I don't know how much of that stuff was added, because it seemed like some of those jokes went on for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, they're testing out different material, but they just said put them all in.
Yeah.
Where if you watch the regular movie, I'm sure they do the one joke, and then they move on to the next thing.
Yeah.
But that was the last movie that I watched.
The last movie I watched this month was, once again, another movie. I watched it many, many, many years ago, so I didn't remember much of it. So I watched it again, and I did like it about... I think I liked it more or less... more.
What movie are you talking about?
Shit! it was made by the same people that made the Blair Witch Project. It's called Altered.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think it came out like 2006, 2007. But it's weird because it kind of starts, but there's this whole backstory that they don't really tell you about. It just kind of gets leaked out here and there. It's a very strange
brew. Like,
no, not brew. What is it? What goddamn was it when you're just trying to be mysterious and like just kind of being very vague? I don't know. It's that kind of movie. What
vague and mysterious are not similar.
Kind of. You don't know what's going on. They just kind of like... They're very subtle about things. And that's the word I was saying. They're subtle. But many... Like, a bunch of years ago... Actually, I forget. I want to say 10 or 15. Whatever. It's probably 7, like you said. Years ago, they were kids. And they got abducted by aliens. And they implanted these little things inside them so they could track them down. So the movie starts with... A couple of the guys, they like, we got one, and they're like, we gotta go talk to what's his nuts over here. I can't remember the guy's name.
His name was what's his nuts.
It was probably what's his nuts. Like, we gotta go talk to him. He knows a lot about this shit, because, and like, so this one guy who lives way out in the fucking by himself with his girlfriend or whatever, he knows a lot about the aliens for some reason, and like they capture one, and bring it to him.
I think I've seen this.
Yeah, you saw it.
Okay.
And
that was a long time ago.
2006, yeah. It was 10 years ago it came out. So they bring the thing to him and they're like, hey, what do we do with this thing? And the guy's like, you have to let it go. Because in the analogy he uses in the movie, it's like, if an animal attacks a human being in the woods and kills him, the humans hunt that animal down.
Right.
That's what will happen to us. If we kill this guy, the aliens, they'll come after us, and they will win. Because all this shit. And but then like they realize that like these things should have been a lot harder to catch. And they go, oh shit. Because the guy realized there's a tracker in his body, and he pulled it out. So like they let him capture the alien so they would lead it to him.
Oh shit.
Because apparently many years ago, when they got first captured, one of the guys they mentioned a lot, his brother, he died. Like, then he never came back from a couple of people came back, and then a long time later, the guy who pulled his shit out, the thing out of his body, he came back like later after them, because they were trying genetic experiments on him, and they kind of altered his DNA a little bit because they could. So like they were afraid of him because like this man had his genetics are crazy. So they're like, we want to do more tests on him, but we can't find him because he pulled out his tracer thing.
Yeah.
So that's what they wanted him back. But yeah, turns out one of the guys, his brother died up there because this alien virus and whatnot and stuff. And just, it's kind of cool because it's, you knew they used to be friends, but now it's just like they're strangers because this event happened and they just kind of went away. I thought it was a pretty cool movie. It was fun.
Better than you remembered?
It was better than I remembered. I still remember liking it.
Yeah.
It's a very solitary movie. Like,
I remember watching and thinking there wasn't much to it, but
yeah, like I said, it's like it's kind of subtle. Also, where it, like there's more to it than you realize, but I mean, it's not as that deep either. But I gave it a 7, which is more points than I paid for it. I got it for like $1.
Yeah. So the worst movie I saw for the month was The Horrors of Spider Island and The Horrors of a Movie. And the best movie I saw was Ant-Man.
Because
that's right, Motorcycle Man.
Because I didn't really specify well, the movies for my list I watched this month was The Beyond, Satan's Little Helper, The People Under the Stairs, Scary Movie. The worst movie I watched this month was Scary Movie with a 4. The best one was Gone Girl and Ant-Man tied with an 8. Oh, and The Beyond was also an 8. Jeez. So 3 8s this month.
Wow. Yeah, my Ant-Man was 8.5, and that was the only 8.5. And then Horror of Spider Island was 4.5, and that was the only 4.5.
Yeah.
So that's it for April.
That's it for April. Yeah, if you want to send us any emails, blah, blah, you know the gist by now. StuffByScott@gmail.com. StuffByScott@gmail.com. And if you want us to watch a movie, tell us and we might remember to do it. I think you've watched like one recommendation the last 3 years.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. But with that, that's a wrap. Do 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 do